Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, November 4th. Ontario Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy released the 2021 Economic Outlook and Fiscal Review this afternoon. The plan lays out the provincial government's economic priorities, which it says includes building critical infrastructure, attracting increased investment, and restoring leadership in auto manufacturing and other industries. For 2021-22, the government is projecting a deficit of $21.5 billion, $11.6 billion lower than the outlook published in the 2021 budget. The province says it will put $342 million into the health and long-term care workforce to add over 5,000 nurses and 8,000 PSWs and more nurses the following year. It's promising 10,000 new long-term care beds and upgrades to 12,000 existing beds. It plans to put $548 million over 3 years into expanding home and community care. It's earmarked $2.6 billion for highways, including the controversial Bradford Bypass and Highway 413. It also says it's going to double its annual investment in the Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund program and highlighted a $4 billion commitment to reliable high-speed internet over 6 years. The federal government's newly appointed Minister of Defense, Anita Anand, says she has accepted in full interim recommendations by retired Supreme Court Justice Louise Arbour to move all sexual misconduct investigations in the military to civilian authorities. Defense Minister Anand said in a statement on Twitter today, the Canadian forces are working with federal, provincial, and territorial partners to implement these interim recommendations. Grey Bruce OPP say a driver was airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injuries Tuesday after a collision in Chatsworth. OPP say at about 5:10 p.m., police, Grey County EMS, and the Chatsworth Fire Department responded to a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of Grey Road 40 and Grey Road 3 near Desborough. Police say one driver was airlifted to a Hamilton-area hospital with life-threatening injuries. The occupants of the second vehicle were uninjured. OPP say they continue to investigate. A former mayor of Kincardine has passed away. Donna Wilson Kennedy passed away Wednesday in her 84th year. She served as a councillor from 1971 to 73, then as Reeve from 1985 to 87. She was appointed as acting mayor in 1988 and served fully in the role until 1991. In honor of Wilson Kennedy's life and public service, the municipality of Kincardine will be flying flags at half-mast. In sports, 9 games in the NHL tonight. Toronto hosts the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Leafs are on a 3-game win streak. The Buffalo Sabres have traded Jack Eichel and a third-round 2023 pick to the Vegas Golden Knights. In return, Buffalo gets 20-year-old center Peyton Krebs, winger Alex Tuch, a first-round pick in 2022 and a second-round pick in 2023. Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada will be broadcast live from Owen Sound on Saturday, January 29th. The city will be hosting a press conference on Thursday, November 25th, featuring host Ron McLean. 2 games in the Ontario Hockey League tonight. The Erie Otters visit Niagara and Peterborough hosts North Bay. Tomorrow night, the Owen Sound Attack are at London to meet the Knights. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, Ville-Marie Pirates visit the Knights of Meaford. The Knights are 2 points back of Ville-Marie in the North Division standings. Game time is 7:30. And in the NFL, the New York Jets visit the Indianapolis Colts. The kickoff is set for 8:20 tonight. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.